Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We're in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to Myra Meir, Myra Bonan. We just said yesterday that there was all of a sudden out of left field, we brought in the sheet of Meir about whether or not it could be, whether or not Shittuf, and that's what we're going to discuss now. Whether if you have a Shittuf of Muvot, you do away with the need for an Eruv. Chateros. Because really, a Shittuf includes an Eruv. Chateros. That's what we're going to discuss now. Now, one more thing. For a shittuf, for an Erev Chateros, you must use bread. For a shittuf Mavos, you can use anything. Anything. You could use potato chips. Doesn't matter. You could use wine. You could use anything. You could use bread too. You also use bread. So that's what we're going to talk about now. Ready? Here we go. My Rav Meir, my Rabbanon. What was this issue here with the Meir and Rabbanon? Ditanya. Ma'arvin b'chateros b'pas. For a chateros, you must use bread. The imratu l'arv b'yayin, a marv. And if you want to use wine, you cannot. Mishtatfin b'mavoy, when you do shittuf muvos, b'yayin, with wine, imratu l'shtatif b'pas, mishtatfin. If you want to use bread for that, there's nothing wrong with that. Certainly could. Next, ma'arvin b'chateros, when you ma'arev chateros, when you combine chateros, u'mishtatfin b'mavoy. And you also have to do shittuf muvos. Why? You have to do both. Shalol l'shtagach toras erev menatinokos. The children walk out and say, wait a minute. How are we carrying in this chatzar? There's no erev. And they're not going to realize there is an erev, but it's really a shittuf. Really, we combined all the chatzars into the mavui. But within the chatzar, there's nothing. So the kids are going to scratch their head and say, where's the erev? Right? Shiyomru avoteinu lo irvu divir meir. Our father, we never made an erev here. And we carried my whole life without an erev. Now they're not going to realize that there was a shittuf. Therefore, meir says you must make an erev. Really, at root, he wouldn't have to. The only reason is that the kids are going to make a mistake. What are they going to think? Maybe they're going to think you don't need an erev. It's only xerid or abanon at worst. Because in the street, no one's carrying.
Were they aware of the mavoi?
No, they might not be aware of it because it depends where it is. So they might not be aware of that. So
when they walk in the mavoi, carrying what? How are they carrying it? They ask, how am I carrying
it? I don't know.
And they're soaking, go crazy.
Correct. Good question. I don't know. The chacham omrin, no. They obviously hold like you. Oma arvin, oma shtatvin. You can do either one. You don't have to do both. Why? Because the kids will know somehow. Now, pligi ba, rav nechumi v'rabba bar v'rabba. There's a machlokas now in the world of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Chad Omar, one of them said, if you're using bread, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees you can make one. I guess a shittuf, right? Right. Well, either one. Okay. Ki pligi, when's the whole machlokas? When's the whole machlokas? B'yayin. When you use wine. Sorry. V'chad amar, and one says, we don't know who said what, but one of them said, no. B'yayin kuli amalo pligi divin entirety. No, if you use wine, you need both. Ki pligi b'pas, the whole machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim was with bread. Now meisei. Now let's bring a riot. We're going to have a kasha with that. Why? Chacham omrim. The Chachamim say, O ma'arvin, O mishtatfin. Either an Eruv or Shittuf. My love, doesn't that mean Oma Arvin Bechotze Bepas, Oma Shtadvin Bemovu B'yayin? Doesn't it mean that? And it's a kash on you who said that's not the case. Amrav Gidla Amrav, Hachik Amar. This is what it means. Oh, Ma'arvin Bechotze Bepas. Either you make an Eruv in the Chotze with bread. Umutarin kan v'kan, and then they're both mutter. Oh, mishtatvin b'mavoy b'pas, umutarin kan v'kan. Or, you use a shittuf with pas, and it's also mutter. How do we just answer the question? Because you're using pas.
How does making a Eruv in the chatzar allow you to carry the mavoi?
It just does. It just does. It holds does.
They don't have to do a shit.
No.
That's
what they hold. That's what they hold. Now, Amar Behuda Amar Rav, Halacha Kirab Meir. We pass like Rav Meir. Rav Huna Amar Minag Kirab Meir. The Minag is like Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan Amar Nagu Ha'am Kirab Meir. The practice like Rav Meir. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the first skinny line, Hilchasa Uminhag Vinahagu. What are these three things? What are these three levels? Beperek Basra Detainis Mefaresh. Halacha Darshinan Pirka Halacha Kirab Meir. Halacha means we pass like Rav Meir. Minhag means midrash lo darshinin. We don't go to bat for a mayor. Arue morinan liyachin abal limloch. But if someone comes, a private person comes to ask a shayla, we'll tell him he can hold like a mayor. I'm not exactly sure what the parameters of that are, and because we're not talking about that might work in your kitchen. If a mayor held something in your kitchen, you can go ask. Go, we'll hold like a mayor in your kitchen. Here, it's probably individual other people. It's an eruv or a shittuf. What do you mean a yachid comes to ask? It's not, never a yachid. And Nagu Aruye Nami Lo Morinan. What does Nagu mean? Nagu means Aruye Nami Lo Morinan. We don't even pass it for you. But V'i Avid Lo Machinan Behu. If you're holding like that, we're not going to put you in Chayrim. We're not going to say, okay, you can't get an Ali over here. Not going to do that. But we don't pass them like that. But if someone holding like that, listen, here's the mayor. So I'm not exactly sure what all that means. But I'm not sure what a lot of this stuff meant. So next Mishnah. Chamisha chaburos sheshavsu b'traklan echad. There are five groups of people that live in one. The best way to say it is like a one. A traklan means a palace. What's a traklan?
Mansion.
A mansion, right. Like a big bread and breakfast. A huge, one of these huge places, and there are five groups of people living there. So really, it's like five different chatzers. That's what it really is. Even though it's one building. So Beishamei Omrim, Eruv l'chol chabur v'chabura. Each chabura has to make an Eruv. You want to carry in the common hallways? Everybody, each chabura has to make an
Eruv.
Yeah, indoors. Ubeit Hil Omrim, Eruv echad l'kulon. No, one Eruv is good for everybody. Right? One Eruv is good for everybody. The Gemara will have three ways to explain this machlokes. A pasha, that's all we have to say now. Umos,
if you had five apartments, it's something that people live there permanently, not temporarily.
Right, we're talking about permanently.
We're talking temporarily.
Who said?
It says here.
What do you mean? So what is it? It's a vacation resort?
Yeah, kind of. That's
I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know if it makes a difference. I think that chabura doesn't mean one family.
No, it means five different groups.
And each group has more than one family. Right? Right? It's chabura. Doesn't say five people.
The Arab has to be among each group.
Correct.
Not just five groups of.
Correct.
Groups.
So you have to get five. Let's say each group has three families.
Right.
There's 15 families here.
Right.
So you have to get You have to make five Arabs, combining that one, those three, then another one for those three.
Right.
Or one. You can do one. Beishamai says each one, but Hill says no one. So let group A in the southeast wing make one Eruv, and that'll pot to everybody. That's what Beis Hillel says.
Right, but it seems from here, the way he's saying it, the Archdold,
yeah.
That these are temporary residences.
Okay.
So my question is, if it would be non-temporary residences,
I don't think it makes a difference.
Thing?
Yeah, I used to live in an apartment building, and we had an Eruv every year.
Yeah, exactly.
Every year they came with an Eruv.
So I don't understand where
they came right after Pesach. It was always the week before, after Pesach, Shabbos after Pesach they came. Collecting bread. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't understand why he's...
Maybe that was the case. Maybe that was the case. What?
It says shop.
Number 9 in the footnote. So with a regular place of residence, they would be viewed as distinct residences, even for partitions and not.
See?
Yeah.
See, buddy? It's just temporary.
They had a common chaser.
Correct. Umodim, but apparently Beit Hillel will agree, Bizman shemiksason shiruin b'chadarim o ba'aliyos, if they're living in a room or the upper floor, then shein tzrichin erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. Then each chabura must then Beit Hillel accuses Beit Shammai. What changed? What changes here now? So we'll see in the Gemara. That might not be till tomorrow, I don't remember. That might be today, might be tomorrow. Anyway, issue number one. Amar of Nachman, Machlokas b'Mesipas. The Machlokas is with a Mesipas. What's a Mesipas? A Mesipas is a very small Mechita, less than 10 Tfachim high. That's why the footnote might say we're talking about a temporary residence, because this is like what is this? It's a 5 tefach separation between us and them. It's nothing. It's a makeshift nothing. That's when there's a machlokes. Machlokes b'mesipas. Avo mechita asara. But if you have a normal apartment building or a normal bed and breakfast and everyone's in their own area with normal mechitas, everybody will agree that each chabur needs its own eruv. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Ikud da'amri, others say, Amr of Nachman, no. Af b'mesipas machlokes. Even by a mesipas is a machlokes. You hear that? Even by a mesipas is a machlokes. How do you read that? So Rashi says in the second wide line, d'lo tema, don't say, Beis Shammai, Bechita, Asara, Huda Asiri, Uba Mesipas Modu. Don't say that he only requires one for each one in a Mechita. But no. El Afil, Uba Mesipas, Nami Asri. Even a Mesipas, he's Asri. Okay? So far we have two ways to explain the Mishnah. Beis Shammai, Reb Nachman, and the Ikud D'Amri. Okay? Now a third way to explain the Mishnah. Pligi Ba, Reb Chia, Rebbe Shimon Berebi. There's a machlokas now between Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Berebi. What Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about? Chad Amar, one of them said, we don't know which one. Machlokas the mechitos hamagios l'tikra. One said we're talking about them arguing when there's a real wall. The wall goes from floor to floor, not like a mechita, you know, with like to separate a lady section. Not talking about that. Well, a real wall, that goes from floor to ceiling. But if it doesn't go from floor to ceiling, they just put up a ten tefach or something, a curtain, separate, doesn't go from floor to ceiling, then Beis Shammai would agree. They can have one Erev. Why? Because they're not really separated. What kind of separation is that? They're not really separated. V'chad Amar, and one says, the other one says, no, machlokas v'mechitzos she'ein magiyas l'tikra. No. They're only arguing when the wall doesn't reach the ceiling. Avol mechitzos ha-magiyas l'tikra, but if it reaches the ceiling, divri ha-kol tzrichin erev l'kol chabur v'chanbura. Everybody needs their own erev. What's the svar for that? Why should that be true? Right? Why should that be true? Right. Okay.
Watch everything that's on a temporary or permanent. That should be on every single case.
Yeah. I hear you. Now that I'm thinking about it, what's the svar for that? Why should that be true? If you have full-fledged walls... Oh, exactly right. No, everyone agrees. Yeah, everyone agrees you need because it's like separate apartments. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. Separate apartments. Okay. Meisve. Now we have a kash on all that. Because Amar of Yehuda Hasabar, Rav Yehuda Hasabar means he was Rashi says, Hashem Khurfe, because he was very sharp, like Hasabar the thinker. Rav Yehuda the thinker said, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. Now the he's a Tana. This is a Brisa. Everybody we mentioned till now is an Amora. All these people were Amoras. Rav Nachman, right? Who's that? After that? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, all of them were. So now, a Braisa says as follows: Lo nechleku Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel al machitas hamagiyas l'tikra. Nobody, they don't argue on a machita that reaches the ceiling. Shetzrichin erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. That you require an erev for each and every group. Alma nechleku. What do they argue on? Al machitos she'ein magiyas l'tikra, where it doesn't reach the roof. Shebei Shammai Omrim, Erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. Everyone needs their own chabura. Every chabur needs their own Erev. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Erev echad l'kula. Okay? That's what he said. Now, we have four explanations We had four ways to explain the machlokas. We had Rav Nachman, Ikad Yomri, and then a two-way machlokas between Rav Chiya, and Rav Shimon Rebbe. Four more opinions. Now the Gemara is going to say like this: Limanda Amar. According to the Manda Amar, either Rav Chiya or Rabbi Shimon Berebi, the Mechitos Hagios L'Tikra Machlokas. Now the Machlokas was when the walls reached the ceiling. So Tiyufta. There's no way they can get out of this Brisa here, right? That says that when the walls reach the ceiling, there is no Machlokas. Tiyufta on one of those two. Whichever one said that the machlokas is when the walls reach the ceiling, argues on Yehuda HaSabar, who said when the walls reach the ceiling, they're not arguing. What? Right. Lumanda Amar Machitos She'ein Magias L'Tikra, and the other one of those two people, either Reb Chiya or Shem Barevi, who said, Lumanda Amar Machitos She'ein Magias L'Tikra Machlokas, if you hold that the walls, when the walls don't reach the ceiling, that's the machlokas. That's siyata. That fits. That's a support. That's exactly what he said. Lahach lishna, the Amr of Nachman, machlokas b'mesipas, tiyufta. Now, the first way to explain it was that they're arguing about a mesipas, which is a tiny little thing. It's also a tiyufta. Why is that a tiyufta? Right? Because we see from this braisa that according to Beis Hillel, mechitzos that don't reach the tikra is good enough for one eruv, right? That's not what Rav Nachman said. Ella lahachman ach b'mesikas machlokes. The second version was that they even argue on a mesipas. Shlema tavi tiyufta. Will that be a tiyufta? Will Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar be a tiyufta on that, on the Ikad Yamri? Why? Why? What's the issue? Because the Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar said that they're arguing on mechitzos. A mesipas is not a mechitza. Right? A mechipas is nothing. It's not even a mechitza. And maybe Beis Shammai would agree. Maybe according to Huda Basabar, Beis Shammai would agree that it's one Eruv. So that we're not sure about. So Amalok of Nachman, no, it's the same thing. Pligi be Mechitza, they argue on a Mechitza, but who are din de Mesipas? And they argue on a Mesipas as well. No question about it. Vaha de Kamacha, why do we only mention a Mechitza? Lo diacha kochon de Beis Hillel. To teach you how makel Beis Hillel is. Even on a mechitza, which is a real bona fide partition, he still holds. You only need one for everybody. So the Gemara says, "V'lifligi b'mesipas v'diach hakocha de beishamai." So why don't you say they argue on a mesipas to tell you how machmer beishamai is? That even though, so the Ikad Yamri is not a tiyufta, and a mesipas and a mechitza are the same. Why? They're the same. They both hold the same. But why we mention only the word mechitza? Because to tell you how makel Beis Hillel is. So the Gemara asks, so why don't you mention the Mesipas to tell you how Machmer Beis Shammai is? And even a Mesipas, which is nothing. That, he holds, oh, everyone has to have their own Eruv now. Not even a Mechitza. It's a little. The answer is, Koach de Hetera Adif. Because the Koach of the Heter is Adif. Why is it Adif?
Everybody can say no.
Exactly. Mati's 100, that's a Rashi says that. It's an unbelievable fart. Anybody can say Asar. You don't have to be anybody. Oh, that's Tosser. But can I do that on Shabbos? No, you cannot do that Tosser. You need shoulders to matter something. So Beis Hillel came along and said, even a chatzar, even a mechitza, I'm saying one air for everybody. It's a huge kula. You have to have big shoulders. Hillel can say that. You have to have big shoulders for that. The koach of the heter is much always greater. Always greater. Okay. Next. Amr of Nachman. Halacha, Reb Yehuda HaSabar. You know what? The halacha is like Reb Yehuda HaSabar. That what? That Rashi points out that when the mechitzos reach the ceiling, they're mode. Who's mode? I guess Beis Shammai is mode, right? I'm sorry, Beis Hillel is mode. Beis Hillel is mode. Why? It makes sense because it's full-fledged walls. Full-fledged walls. What's Beis Hillel going to say? One eruv. They're all living in different apartments, right? Can't say one eruv. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the truth is, that's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is when family members live in the same chatzar and they eat together, they sleep together. It's really the next Mishnah, so we'll get to that. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka. The truth is, our Mishnah really says the same thing. How so? Diktoni, it said, Ubizman Umodim, but he'll agree. The Bizman Shemiksasan Shiruyin Bechador Valios. But what does the Mishnah say? That when people live in rooms and upper floors, Beis Hillel agree that everyone needs their own Eruv. Now what does that mean? Rooms and upper floors? What does that mean? Rooms and upper floors. The Tzrich and Eruv v'chabur v'chabur. Now my Chador, my Aliyos, what does it mean, rooms? And what does it mean? What does that mean? Ilem Chadorim Chadorim Mamish v'Aliyos Aliyos Mamish Pshita. So if I have my room, and you have your room on the second floor, and he's got another room on the third floor. That's Pashat. You have to, everybody's their own Eruv. They're living in different rooms. That's Pashat. I can't mean that. Ella, Lav, you know what it means? It means, Ke'ein Chadarim u'Ke'ein Aliyos. It's all makeshift. But it's like a room, and it's like an upper floor. How is it like a room and like an upper floor? Well, my knee, what does that mean? It means, Mechitzos ha'magios l'tikra. It means partitions that reach the ceiling. Oh, wow, look at that private deck I had. I have a little two-foot-high separation between my family and his family. And look at that, they have a thing that goes to the ceiling. Wow, it's so private. That's what it meant. And what did Beis Hillel say? Oh, if you have that, if you have a partition that goes to the ceiling, then you have to make your own Eruv. Why? You have your own privacy. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar said. That if they go to the ceiling, Beis Hillel will agree. So the truth is that the Mishnah really alluded to that. You can't say it means they lived in a real building with separate rooms. That's obvious. That's Pashat. No, that's why the article said that we're talking about a makeshift situation. Because it's not a permanent solution for people to live like this. Right? They're on vacation, whatever the situation is. So, oh, he's got a full-fledged floor-to-ceiling partition. A lucky guy, they have to make his own Eruv. And you know what? Shmami, no, that's right. So somehow you have to think of a situation somehow with maybe on a what's that called? Step up, what's that called? Maybe they were a little bit higher than the rest of the families. I don't know, you have to think of a situation. Why would it be called an aliyah? Right? Maybe they're on a balcony or something like that. Split level, right. That's some kind of split level situation, right. Now, another way to explain the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tana, b'medvar mamurim, when was all that said? When was all what said? That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about whether you have one Eruv or five Eruvs. That's kishemolichin es Eruvan l'makom acher. That's where, for some strange reason, they make an Eruv together, but they leave it somewhere else. They don't leave it in the in where they are. They put it somewhere else. Aval imhaya iruvan ba etlon. But if they would leave the eruv where they are, divrei hakol eruv echad lekulam. Everybody would agree one eruv is enough. Everybody would agree one eruv is enough. So, what? Correct. So I would like to do is there's a very big Rashi that says aval imhayu. I want to do it inside. He says, "Aval im hayu shar b'nei hachatzer mevi'in piton l'traklin." Right? If other people in the chatzer will bring the bread into the traklin, into the bread and bed and breakfast, right? Divrei hakol, everybody would agree one erev is good enough. Even Beis Shammai would agree that one erev is good enough. Why? V'hai tana, whoever wrote this brisa. Midika Palig, they argue, Bain Makom Acher Ba Etlan, Leba Etlan, to argue about where the Erev is placed. Svirale, they hold, Tamayu de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel, La Mechitzos Pligi. They're not arguing about Mechitzos at all. It's a whole unrelated issue. What's the issue? Ella Afilu le Beis Shammai Nami, Traklin Mechabron, the Ein Sarach Erev Beinehen. You don't even need an Eruv. Really, Beis Shammai holds, you don't even need an Eruv. Why don't you need an Eruv? You're all in one house. Look, you said to me at the start of the shir. Indoors? I need an Eruv indoors? Oh, so he says, really, Bisham, no, you don't need an Eruv. V'havilei chamisha shegavu es Eruvan. Right? It's like five people, chamisha, five people, that live in five houses, and they have to collect an Eruv. Usvira lehu, and Beishamit also holds, b'chamisha she'irvu es chatzeron, five people collect an Eruv in a chatzer, u'bo'in la'erev im chatzer acheres, and now they want to combine with another chatzer, im molichin sham es Eruvasan, if they put the Eruv in the other chatzer, ein echad mehem shliach l'kulam, one can't be a shliach for all five. Ella kulon tzricham litein pas. Everybody has to participate. In other words, I think we're going to learn this shortly. Let's say five families live in one chatzer. Five families live in one chatzer. So can I? I'm you know, the other four are very busy. They're working very hard. They come right before Shabbos. I'm making a bris, whatever it is. So I'm never going to get the Erev out of them. So can I make an Erev on their behalf?
Yes.
They don't even know about it. They don't even know about it. So I'll take. Put them in one basket. Put them in one basket. I'm leaving it in my living room. I tell the wives, by the way, I made an Erev for all of you. Don't worry about it. Can I do that? Absolutely. What if I want to make an Erev now with the next guy, with the next chatzer over? Now, I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Elakul tuichon liten pas. Everyone's got to participate themselves. Why? Some reason, I'm not sure why, I can't be zoche in the next chatzer. V'im he'ire ba labayis echad mehen. V'im, what does that mean? V'im eruv ba labayis echad mehen. Kulon shavim sham. I'm not sure what that means. V'im eruv ba labayis echad mehen. Kulon shavim sham. I'm not sure what that means. What? What? The ha, and in our case now, in the big building, the track lenami kivon derishos achas he, since it's really one rishos, lahani damo, right? It's as if five people gather together in Erev. Therefore what? The Ila Bei Shammai, the Chalukot Hain, if you would say that the Rishut have broken up, Hain Lo Irvu, there would be no Erev. Ki Erev Ba Etzlan, Mayhavi. Right, so the way Rashi learns, which I think Tosfos argues on him, it's more complicated. This isn't really an issue of Mechita, it's a detail in how you make an Erev with more than one family. That's what they're arguing about. It's not about Mechitas. Till now we've been saying that they reach the ceiling, they don't reach the ceiling, how big is it, what kind of partition. Now we have a whole new answer, a whole new shot. They're arguing about whether you have the ability to make an Erev in the Troklin without their knowledge or with their knowledge. Is it considered like it can't be a Shliach? These other details which you're going to learn later in the Masechta. Now, Kiman Azla HaDatanya, so who says the following? Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvan, five people that gather together in Erev, Kishem Olichin Es Eruvan L'makam Acher, when they put the Erev somewhere else, Erev Echad L'kulon. One Erev is good enough. Kiman, who's that like? That's Kibbeis Hillel. That's like Beis Hillel. Right? That's obvious. I just said, it's a Beis Hillel. V'kad Amri, Medav Amurim, Kisha Yaya Erev Bo Etlan. When do we say it's true? When do we say what's true? That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokes when the Erev comes here. Avalim Hayu Malichin Aziv L'makam Acher, but if you put the Erev somewhere else, it's the same shita. They said it the opposite way. Now, who said the following? When you have five people collecting an Erev, when you put the Erev somewhere else, one Erev is good enough. So, come on, who said that? The answer is nobody said that. The Lokachad, nobody said that. Nobody said that. That can't be like it. That came like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'achin, there are brothers. Listen to this. So you have a father who lives in the chatzar, and all his kids are all married, and they all live in the chatzar, but none of them work, and they all get supported by the father. So every Shabbos they eat by the father. They don't eat by themselves. They eat by the father every Shabbos. So ha'achin, brothers, shayo ochel al shulchan aviyim, they eat by their father every Shabbos, the Yishen and Bibotayan. But they have their own houses, so they go back home to sleep. So Tzrichin Erev L'chol Echad V'Echad. Everybody has to get their own Erev. Why? It seems like the governing factor is, where do you sleep? Not where do you eat, where do you sleep? Lefikach, therefore, Im Shachach Echad Mehen V'lo Erev. If somebody forgot, and one of the brothers forgot to make an Erev, you know what? He'll have to do bittul. Otherwise, he'll ruin it for everybody else. He'll ruin it. Amosai, when is all that true? Bizman shemolichin eruven b'makom acher. That's only true if the erev is somewhere. If the erev is placed somewhere else. Aval imha ye'erev ba etlan. But if the erev is in the father's house. Oh, she'eni mohen diyurin b'chatzar. Or there's nobody else in the chatzar. It's just his family. Father and three kids. Married kids. Just them. No other family. Ein shrichin la'arit. You do not have to make an Erev. And the Gemara will address all that. Okay?
For each one. You have one Erev, right?
What?
Ein shrichin la'arit.
You might have to make an Erev at all. The fact that they eat by their father might be like it's only one house. So that's might be like one house. You don't make an error. You don't make an error with yourself. So who's the father making an error with himself? Now, Shmamina, you see from here that Makom Lina Goreim, the place where you sleep was what determined, right? Rashi says, "Deiha the Yishen in the Beis Avigan." If they would all sleep in the father's house, then I feel a Malicha Neiruvin LaMakom Acher Lo Avitzvichan LaRuvel LaAvir. And if the error would be somewhere else. There's another guy, a non-relative who lives there. He wouldn't have to make an Erev. Why? Because we don't even have any individuality. We live with our father. This should be a tiyupt on Rav, who's going to say, we're not going to get to it today, we'll get to it tomorrow, who's Dharma is going to say, the Kamam B'Shmaitin, the Makom Pita Gorim. No, the place we eat is the factor. How's he going to explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah says in black and white, if the brothers who eat with the father and sleep in the house, and sleep in their own houses, they have to make an Erev. So according to Rav, how do you explain that? Right? And they're all considered separate. How does that work? How's that possible? So the Gemara says, No. The mekabel pras chanu. It doesn't mean they eat with their father every meal. That's not what it means. They eat in their own house, with their own family, their own wife and their own kids. What does it mean? It means the father pays the bill. That's what it means. Doesn't mean they eat at the father's house. They eat in their own house. Who pays? The father pays.
Your father-in-law.
What?
Your father-in-law.
I don't know about father-in-law. Well, it's the wife's father-in-law. So, the girl, someone's father-in-law, right? Because they're married. So, someone's father-in-law. So, what? So that's what it means. That's the pshat. So, not a kash on Rav. Rav can hold the place we eat is gorim. They're eating in their own house. What does the Mishnah mean? It means the father paid the bill. That's what it means. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to stop here in the middle. We'll just might as well do it. Mishi Yeshlo Beis Shar. If someone has like a Beis Shar, it's some kind of house in front of the entranceway, like a little guardhouse. Aksadra or a porch. Aksadra's not a porch. Some Aksadra, some kind of like a chuppah type of situation, like an open area. Umar Peset or a porch. B'chatzer in a chatzer. B'chatzer chaveiro. Harez Ye'ena Oser Olav. It doesn't answer the situation. Why not? Because it's not a place to live. You can't live in a chuppah, in an open... You're going to live in a place like that. You can't live in a little guardhouse. It's not a place to live. Therefore, it's not called a makom dira. And therefore, if I have my guardhouse is in your property, we don't have to make an eruv. Because you can't live in a place like that. Okay? However, beis hateven, a storage house, which theoretically you could live in. Beis HaBakar, a barn. Beis HaEchim, a wood, a storage house for wood. Beis HaOtros, a different kind of storage house. Hare Ze Oser Lov. All that asers. Why does it all aser? Because you can live in all of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Oser El Makom Dira Bilvad. No, the only thing that asers is a Makom Dira. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisa the Ben Nafcha. There's a story with this fellow. Shehayu Lo Chamesh Chateros B'Usha. He had five Chaters in Usha. And they told him, I don't care how many chutzes you have. What's the factor? Is there a guardhouse? Is there a marpeset? None of that's going to matter. Only Beis Dira. So the Gemara says, Beis Dira is all gedaitach? No, that's not true. Because we said a storehouse is also good. Ella makom dira. A place where you could live. So you could live in a storehouse. You clean it out a little bit. You could live there. You can't live in an open area. My makom dira? What is that? Rav amar makom pita. The place where your bread is. Ushmol amar makom lina. And Shmuel says the place where you sleep. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.